We still did well. This was great. I saw a lot of good things from it. I feel better than ever. You know, it's like we talk about this transformation. Externally, I didn't hit my external goals. So technically I failed. But internally, I feel great. I feel better than ever. I feel like I learned so much that I can take all this knowledge that I learned and use this next time for my own products and if I promote others.
I spent the last 17 years building my 8-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
So we had sequences of emails set up throughout the day, morning, afternoon, all around urgency, 6 hours left, 3 hours left till it starts. Get there soon so you can be part of the chat. We were able to communicate with them through Facebook Messenger. We were able to communicate with them through the Facebook group. So we had 3 touch points, really. We had some people on the SMS list, but I did not use that as a tactic to get people to show up. I used email, I used Facebook Messenger, and I used the Facebook group. I also used my social media where we would post. And what we would do is we would post that he's going live. We also created a keyword that people could text 80800, put keyword in like L-I-V-E, live. And we would trigger you, if you did that to your phone, you'd get a message with a link that you can click on and go right to the webinar. So that was the focus on the 27th, and we got everybody there. And they had a pretty good turnout, But, you know, Dean wasn't so happy about how it went. He felt like he could have done better. And he's a pretty honest guy. He's really smart. He's been through this a lot. And, I love his positive attitude, man. He is, he's a good guy. He's just a good guy and he's a good guy to be around. And, you know, he came on and he was just honest with us saying, you know, he was disappointed in how it went. He felt like he could have, been a bit more clear on the messaging and the offer. And he felt like he could have done better. So he wasn't going to harp on it. What he did was, so he went and he created a clarity video with Jenna Kutcher. So let me back up for a second and just explain to you the process here, guys. So ultimately what happens now is from the 27th to the 9th, what you want to do is you ultimately want to create a sequence to all the buying personas. The same way you would do it with emails, you're doing it with this from the 27th when it happens and it opens up. There's going to be a bunch of people that are going to buy that night. Those are the emotional buyers. Those are the people that are spontaneous. So about a third of the people will buy on that first night. And they're all excited and pumped up. And those are the kind of people that are just like, I'm in right away, right? Like, that's me. I bought on the first night. I liked it. I was into it. I bought it. There's other people that like it. They're into it, but they don't purchase. So what happens is the next day on the 28th, some people didn't show up for the live webinar. So what we do is we take the replay of the live webinar and we mail that and we promote that to our audience now, getting people to try to watch the replay. And at the same time, Dean had done a tape with clarifying what the offer was. I like to call this the FAQs or clarity email. These are the people that are logical, that have questions, right? They like the product. They were interested in it, but they didn't purchase. They still have some questions that need to be answered. And those are the FAQs. And what you want to do here is you want to be able to answer those questions, those disbeliefs, right? Those objections before they even ask the question. So the idea here is that you create a video around all the objections and what people were upset about, and you come up with a solution ahead of time. So you record a video, you drive traffic to another funnel where it talks about the program It talks about how great it is. It tells you what the offer is, and it answers all the questions, and it tries to be as clear as possible. And that's really focused on the logical buyer. And usually what happens is, like, on the 27th, like I said, there's a third of the people that will buy. Then from like the 27th to like the 8th, that time period is going to be where it's going to kind of go down a little bit. And through that time period, there'll be another like third of the sales will come through. And those are really the people that are the logical people, the methodical people, the people that have questions, the people that need to see proof, testimonials. And that's the next video that's created. What happens is the 27th, it's over. The 28th, we do the replay. On the 1st to 3rd is the FAQ video. On the 3rd to the 4th of March, we're sending out all around the copy for social proof. And we're doing this on email and Facebook Messenger and social media in our Facebook groups. And we're trying to take calls and talk to people and explain to them, you know, and get them to watch the social media, watch the social proof videos, watch what other people are doing and seeing that they're having success, right? Because these are people that they like it, but now they need to see that it works for others. So the whole goal here now is to get people from this stage of emotion and spontaneity into now the logical, methodical people. So that's the window that we're focusing on here. And then when we get closer to the 8th and the 9th, that's usually where you start to close it down. And now we're getting into urgency and scarcity, because when the clock hits 12 o'clock Pacific time, this offer will go away. So now we start to use this tactic, and we're focusing on that person that is still a little bit emotional, but more the people that are, I like to call them like the 11th hour buyer. The people that just wait for the last minute. For whatever reason, they wait. They're not sure. They kind of want to do it. They're hemming and hawing. They're not really sure. And they'll wait. Some people will wait for like 30 seconds left. It's funny. I don't know why, but they do. But so the strategy there was we were communicating with people through the Facebook group. We were sending out our emails, sending out our Facebook Messenger. Like I said, I really would have liked to have made phone calls to these people and connected with them and hopped on calls. I did it, but I did it late. And I offered inside the Facebook group, if anybody wanted to have a 10-minute consultation, we would sit down and talk to them. And I talked to a few people, and it was great, you know, and I helped them. And some of them didn't buy. And that's okay, right? It was expensive. I get it. You know, if I can serve these people, like, I generated leads, and whether they sign up for the program or not isn't that big of a deal for me, because at the end of the day, I still have those people inside my database, and I'm just indoctrinating them. Now they have some touch points on me, and they're starting to get to know who I am, right? And if some of them start to like me, then, you know, over a period of time, down the road, as I start to launch more and more content and more products, eventually maybe some of them buy, right? That's the back end play. And, you know, the whole goal for me was to get people to sign up, but really for me to create this back end play. So the 8th and 9th came. The 9th, that's when it started to pick up last day. And that's where the rush comes. And that's like the first day, the next like third of the sales come at this last hour. And I stayed up till like 3 a.m. Eastern time. I went on Facebook Lives. I was talking to people. I was just, you know, I was just trying to answer questions and be there for people as much as I can to kind of just, talk them through the whole program. I mean, you know, one thing that was, it was a 30-day money back guarantee. So you could have signed up and tried it out. And in 30 days, if you didn't like it, you could have gotten your money back, no questions asked. You know, so just to note, I get it, but what if you were able to purchase it and then start going through the course and making money now so that you can pay off the program? So just a note, guys, like when you're doing this next time, if you're interested in something, but you're not really sure if you want to pay for it, or you could afford it or whatever, you know, if you find somebody that's offering some really killer bonuses and they're willing to work with you and help you through the program, it might be worth your time to sign up and go through the program with them, right? Get their bonuses, start working with them. And maybe, just maybe, you'll be able to, you know, monetize the knowledge and the information that you get so that you can afford to pay off what you paid before it's actually due. So it ends up being free to you, right? So just some food for thought. But the ninth came and gone. It was over. We had our rush. We got our buyers. We had a bunch of sales, but not as many as I would have liked. And you say that I had some high expectations, but you know, my wife Allie's like, well, why do you're crazy? Why do you expect that? And that's just me. I like to think big. I like to dream big. I think that you're only limited to as much as you allow yourself to think you can be, how big you can go, what you can achieve, whether it's in sports or in school or at work. I truly, truly believe that it all starts from within. And it, you know, if I can convince myself that I'm going to be in the top five, then I got a shot. But if I'm starting with, I'm not even going to get there. I lost already. So did I get to the top five or 10? No. And bummer, but I learned a bunch. Amazing. I mean, the training alone from going through this, guys, I would have paid for. And some of the takeaways that, you know, I want to talk through is most of the people that were there, they have podcasts for years. Jenna Kutcher was number one, right? JLD has this Fire Nation podcast that's been around for 10 years. Luce Howe has been around. You know, Brian Delaney, friend of mine, you know, did a really nice job. He buys some media, but people know who he is. He did some awesome, one time about Willy Wonka that I loved. He's in my mastermind, with Russell. I think he came in fifth. He's partnering with this guy, Nick Unsworth. But so most of these people that were promoting this had a touch point with a lot of the leads that they were generating. For me, all the leads that I generated were brand new, cold leads. The thing is that when I figure out how to crack the code on that, which I think I did, I'll note something here. And, you know, someone should be asking me the question of why didn't you use any surveys for Survey Detective? Because that's ultimately the whole plan. You can generate leads for a fraction of the price and you qualify people and segment them. And I thought it was too short of a period of time. I wasn't really sure what I was getting into. In hindsight, I should have used my surveys. I just didn't because it just had a lot going on. It was like overwhelming for me. It was really cool to watch. And one thing, a huge mistake, guys, is I drove traffic to their direct pages, Tony and Dean's. And while it was great that I got more signups, and it was great that I didn't have as much drop-off, the people didn't get to know me. I didn't get to pre-frame them. And that's one of the most important things. And I'll tell you why. Because there were people that I was buying ads on that would click on the ad, they landed on the webinar page, or after the webinar was over, they landed on another video. They ended up purchasing the KBB. And when we reached out to the buyers, some of these buyers came back to me and said, I'm confused. I thought I signed up for Tony and Dean's offer. You know, who are you? I was like, listen, you clicked on one of my ads, you signed up, so you get access to $39,000 in bonuses. And crazy enough, they don't want them. People aren't showing up. Oh, one last thing I did. I forgot. At the tail end, I realized, and this is pivoting, right, as I'm doing this, because I didn't think of it in the beginning, but what I did during, after the live, and we were going through the FAQs and the social proof, I came up with an idea that I was going to increase the value of my offer. My bonus is around $39,000, but what I did was I came up with this program called Operation Go, Eric KBB Operation Go. And what this is another Facebook group. I was going to put the buyers into a new private Facebook group where I'm going to take the course with them. But not only am I going to take the course with them, I reached out to a bunch of different knowledge experts who were going to come in and add some value of their own and walk them through the process. So I ended up getting like 9 different experts that were going to come in and they're going to do a training, a live training, and be able to answer questions for the people that bought through my program. Each one of these experts would charge anywhere from like $2,000 to $5,000 for an hour training, right? So you take that 9 people and you're talking about like $25,000 to $45,000 in knowledge that you're going to get for one person, was going to help with, you know, trying to figure out like, what are you good at? Helping you kind of like get your business started. Another one was going to help you with how to build your offer out, how to build your funnel. And they would walk you through the process and the steps on how to do that. Once your funnel is built, we have a Facebook ads training. We had an SMS text messaging training. We had a box training on how you would bring on your tribe once they're in-house and what you can get for them and make them feel warm and fuzzy. Oh, I had my podcast team. I had my video team. The problem was I was dealing with an audience that was cold and didn't know who I was, and they didn't see the value. And that's a really important lesson on who you're talking to. Because as an example, certain things are valued to some people in one way versus to other people, they're worth nothing. And as an example, like my cell phone here, right? My cell phone here has contacts in here for business. It has all kinds of information in here on things that we do, has ways that you can, you know, model and mimic what we're doing and generate revenue and copy, right? So someone in the internet marketing space, the online marketing space that wants to generate leads, that wants to generate sales, would look at this phone in a different way than someone who doesn't care about online marketing, right? To someone who doesn't care about online marketing, the value of this phone is whatever they're selling the Apple iPhone for, and it's used, so it's probably worth less. But to somebody that is in the business that would love to have access to my contacts, would love to have access to all of my vendors who do all of my stuff for me, would love to see my funnels and my creatives and all my products, this could be worth $50,000 to them, right? So it's all about who you're talking to. It's all relative. And that's why it's so important to understand who your audience is. I was building my list off of Tony and Dean. And what I learned was they have a little bit of a different audience than who I'm going after. There are some people in there that I could see myself working with, but I generated a lot of leads of people that they weren't who I wanted to work with. And that's okay. That's kind of what it is. But the idea is when you're doing this is trying to find somebody who has your audience, right? You know, I have a list now. It went well. You know, we still have this year, but the idea is all the bonuses that I gave a 2-day mastermind where people are going to come. Well, now with the coronavirus, who knows? You know, we have to figure that part out. Maybe we do it virtually. But, the idea is I'm going to continue to get to know these people. I'm taking the KBB course with them in Operation Go. So I go, I watch the modules, I write down my notes, I have a membership area, and I kind of do my Eric's Cliff Notes of the program. So anybody in the program can go and look at my notes, and you know, whether they're watching it or not or have the time, because life gets in the way, I'm there to answer questions, or you can go and see the way I perceive what they're teaching and help you along the way. So that part's pretty cool. So I'm excited to see how everybody does, but it's amazing to me that of all the people that bought, a good percentage of them did not want the bonuses. And that's how I realized I really need to communicate with them. I realized I got to open up those pipes immediately and talk to these people, get to know them when I do this next time. I need to drive traffic to a bridge page that I am on with me talking about the program. Because the idea is you want to become relatable to the offer, right? So what you do is you drive traffic to a page where you can have a video, show them the program, and Dean and Tony are there, and Russell, right? Now, there's no confusion. What happened was, there was confusion. And because there was confusion, people didn't realize I was even involved in this program. And this is what I do for a living. It's just now, for the first time, I'm promoting it myself. But for the most part, my whole life, I've been driving traffic just like that. I would go, we go and generate leads. We generate touch points. We create retargeting programs where we put some content out in the marketplace. We get somebody to engage with the content, and then we create a retargeting event to the people that engaged with the content to try to drive sales, right? Typically, the people that are starting to engage are the ones that are going to end up converting. So usually when you retarget, that's a big part of the success of the program. You know, getting a cold lead to click and buy right away is rare, especially when it's a $2,000 product, because it's expensive. That was expensive. But overall, this was an amazing experience. I went through this program watching them, how they went about managing their affiliates, how they went on different podcast shows promoting it, that I'm ready for Survey Detective. You know, we talked about that, right? Like, I didn't do a survey. So what do I do now? What do I learn out of this? What are the learnings that I can do for next time? Well, right now, Russell Brunson just launched his book, Traffic Secrets, the trilogy. It's, you can pre-order it for free. You just got to pay for shipping and handling, right? So I am acting as an affiliate for him to promote. I haven't really started yet because I need to get my pixels placed, but I'm going to drive traffic to a bridge page so people see me, that they recognize me. I might have some drop off, which means that people get to my page and then they leave. They don't ever see Russell's page, but that's okay because the people that do see me and then end up signing up and going through, the quality of that lead, the quality of that person will be so much higher and they will know who I am, that the long tail is much greater. So one thing is you always want to find a way to get the user to understand what's going on and be very clear about what you're doing. If you're offering bonuses, be really clear that you're working as a partner with the product or service. When you purchase that product or service, you qualify for my bonuses. And the reason I'm doing that is because I'm getting compensated to promote my partner's offer. The one thing different here that I did was all the bonuses that I created was all around trying to get closer to the people that purchase. I have people now that spend $2,000. They want to learn this business. They want to learn the knowledge business. And that's great. And I love it. And these people are dedicated. They spend a lot of money. They're going to work their butts off because they spend a lot of money. And I'm going to work with them to make them successful. And the whole goal here is I gave away a 2-day live event. I gave away a 30-minute phone consultation with me. I gave away in the bonus the ability for them to interview me. I will give them a video testimonial. That's huge, right? You guys don't realize that, but testimonials are so important. You know, you want to see from other people like what they think of the program or what they think of that person. You know, that goes a long way for a lot, for the logical, methodical buyers. That goes a long way. So, you know, as I get to know these people, I'm going to end up doing a video testimonial for them. We're going to come and I'm going to let them come on to my podcast and tell their story about how they went from the start all the way to the end and talk about the KBB experience and what they went through. They're going to be successful. We're going to stay positive. They're going to be successful and talk about their success. But the whole, you know, we gave away share funnels. We gave away access to my software. All the things, the goals were, now I want to take all these people and create back-end revenue from this whole event. I want to try to ascend these users up the ladder. These people are now taking the KBB. Are they going to want to be able to know how to generate leads? Of course they are. They're perfect. They're prime candidates for using the survey platform, and I know the survey platform can help them. But a big mistake on my side is I need to use it. I need to use my survey platform in that scenario. You know, with the, I got all caught up with the KBB and what they were all doing, but you know, I realized that all those people were working towards their warm audience, and that's why they were sending it directly to the webinar, because they already had a relationship with these people. I didn't. That was a mistake of mine, but it's cool. It's fine. You know, we still did well. This was great. I saw a lot of good things from it. I feel better than ever. You know, it's like we talk about this transformation. Externally, I didn't hit my external goals. So technically I failed, but internally I feel great. I feel better than ever. I feel like I learned so much that I can take all this knowledge that I learned and use this next time for my own products. And if I promote others, so I'm promoting Russell Brunson's now, his Traffic Secrets. So now we have a bridge page. I believe the URL is www.ericbeer.com/TS bonus. So Traffic Secrets, the T and the S bonus. ericbeer.com/TS bonus. Yeah. So, I mean, we have a page there. I have a video. One thing I'm doing differently versus last time is I'm going to have my own videos to indoctrinate them. Like in the KBB, I was sending traffic to pages where Dean was doing the FAQ video. Dean was doing the clarity video. Dean was doing the social proof video. Dean was doing the last call video. Dean was doing all of it, right? So I was still kind of out of the picture. So people were still like, who's Eric? Why? All right, fine. I'm under his account, so to speak, but like they didn't even know who I was. So a way to indoctrinate them, you don't necessarily have to talk to people. You can just get them to consume your content. So, you know, for the next time around, I need to create funnels. The funnels stay the same. All you really need to do is just swap out the headline and the video and keep everything else the same on the funnel, right? So I got to do an FAQ video and a clarity video and a social proof testimonial video and a close down video. And then what I want to do is I want to drive traffic from the users that signed up and haven't purchased yet and get them to go land on my other funnels so that they can watch the videos of me talking about the KBB and clarifying it for them. So that was a mistake that I made that I learned from that I'll do next time, and I'm going to have it as a procedure. I mean, you should have 4 or 5 funnels for one program where you're driving traffic to the same page. You're really just changing the video and the headline of what it's about, and everything else is the same. But it allows you to communicate with the consumers and keep it fresh and different, because typically people need to see things 7 times before they purchase. I mean, the emotional buyer, the spontaneous buyer, they're pulling the trigger right away, right? But the logical buyer, the methodical buyer, the people that need to have questions, so you use the FAQs, the people that need to see proof, so you use your testimonials, and the people that wait for last minute, people that are going to have FOMO at the end, the 11th hour buyers. So overall, this was really cool. It was a fun experience. I enjoyed it. If you guys have any questions about it, let me know. But, you know, this was the whole concept of what one affiliate offer is all about, right? You find an offer that's relatable to you that you can use to build your business, right? So guys, I have 30,000 names in my database now, 30,000 names that I can promote to other things, right? I'm starting to build a business, a knowledge business, people that are interested in the self-education business, right? For Traffic Secrets, the next step is I want to build lists off of Russell's books. So when I'm going to start promoting the Traffic Secrets book, I'm going to have a page where I'm going to capture data before they get to Russell. I'm going to start to continue to build my list. Yes, I can take the Traffic Secrets and promote to those 30,000 people. That's one thing. And the majority of people that end up signing up for it, we're going to start to generate revenue off of that. So I'm going to have to pay attribution, all right? That means I have to give credit to the KBB program, because I wouldn't have had those leads without the KBB program. So what is the LTV, the lifetime value of a lead, of a name, of an asset inside my database, right? Now my goal is to try to get them to ascend up the ladder. So like I said earlier, the knowledge circle, right? I'm rolling out a program where I'm going to go live a few times a month in a group, and I'm going to allow people to subscribe to my text platform so that then they can receive updates and messages all around different items, different topics, different programs. If merchandise comes out, they could be the first to know and get a discount on it if they buy it first. All around, like if I'm at a conference, like if I was supposed to be Traffic Secrets event in the beginning of April, when I roll out the Knowledge Circle, when I'm at that event and there's only 150 people there, anything I'm doing when I'm taking notes or I'm taking pictures or I'm videotaping, I'm learning all these things from just an exclusive group, my knowledge circle is going to get it, right? I'm going to text information to people and help and teach them along the way when they're part of my little knowledge circle. So the idea is to do that where it's a lower ticket, because there are people that wanted to be a part of this. They just couldn't afford the $2,000. So I believe it's $47 a month, or there's a one-time fee for it. I'm not exactly sure what the number is. But so at the end of the day, I'm trying to create products for these people. So maybe a percentage of people sign up, right? So then I generate more revenue off of them. Maybe some people show up to the mastermind and then we get them into a higher ticket. That's the goal, guys. That's the ultimate goal. That's the one affiliate offer. That's the concept around how you go about building your business off of other people's products and services. Okay. So, you know, when you guys hear like one affiliate offer, like it's like an affiliate thing. No, the idea is that it's teaching you how to find a relatable product or service that you can use their brand, their service to build your database, to build your asset, to build your business. So, you know, overall, this was fun. It was cool. I hope I gave you guys some good info. And if you guys have any questions, you know, let me know. If anybody wants to come onto the show, reach out to me. If anybody wants to interview me, reach out to me, reach out to my team, and love to do it. Because of this launch, I decided to push back the Survey Detective launch. And not because of the software, not because of if it's going to be ready or not in time, which I don't even know if it is. It's like wild how this all works with programmers and UI and UX. But it's coming out nice, guys. It's really cool. It's really good. It's really, really nice. But so the reason why I'm doing it is because of me going through this process of the launch. And I'm actually watching Russell doing it with the Traffic Secrets. Is I need 60 to 90 days just to promote the traffic, the Survey Detective platform, right? I need 30 days to just hop onto different podcasts and talk to people and get in front of their audiences. I need to be doing webinars and talking to different people, showing them the power of Survey Detective and how unbelievably amazing this is, and create that hype, create that buzz, the same way someone would do a movie. And, you know, maybe I'll do another episode on that, on just how you go about launching a program and the steps, because I just learned a bunch about that. And I can show you guys on how I'm going to do it when it gets closer to when I do it for Survey Detective. But that's the reason why I'm going to push it back. And, you know, I need to continuously start plugging it, so like it becomes every day. And I want to start to use it to a point where I need to start to get other people using it and having success, right? We have success with it. I need other people to have success with it. So, you know, that's kind of the goal of what I'm doing. Like, I'm going to start creating some lead magnets. Guys, lead magnets, same way with content. I'm going to give away a wrap-up report of us doing the hotels.com survey, the quiz. And sign up, give me your information. I'll give you the wrap-up report of everything we did for this killer program. We generated, I think, like 17,000 leads for them. And it kicked butt. It did really well. And you guys can replicate the whole thing. Frankly, that exact one is inside Survey Detective, so you guys can use that as well, because we have share funnels in there, which is pretty cool. In any event, guys, all right, I think I went longer than I wanted to, but you know, this is really cool. Tons of learnings, really, 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 just so valuable what I went through. You know, ups and downs, things that I would do differently. You know, that's the thing, right, guys? It's ideally, I would have talked to somebody that was in the program who was trying to do some of the things that I was doing and learn from them beforehand, so that I wouldn't have made some of these mistakes, right? Think about that. You know, but I thought that because I'm doing it with cold traffic, no one's really doing it the way I'm doing it. So, but I still probably could have learned more from it if I would have spoken to some of the influencers, and most people are pretty cool about talking and helping out. So, that's the point about coaching. That's the point about getting a mentor. That's the point about getting somebody and working with somebody that already has done something, has experience doing it. And, you know, I could have fast-tracked my performance on this if I did so. But I learned. I had some goods. I had some bads. But moving on, moving forward, and excited for the next chapter. So, yeah, if you guys have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, I appreciate you all. I hope I served you today with some value and helped you in some way. And I wish you all well during this hard time. God bless you and your family. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.